We've been following the effect COVID-19 has had on the sports you watch, but what about sports you can participate in? The pandemic has halted big marathons in their tracks, but as Here and Now's Alex Ashlock reports, some are still happening virtually.
The dominoes started to fall early this year in Asia, where the virus originated. In February, Tokyo canceled its marathon, a race that typically features more than 30,000 runners. Then in the spring, something unprecedented happened.
The Boston Athletic Association, with our input and support, has determined that the traditional one-day running of the 124th Boston Marathon is not feasible this year for public health reasons.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh announcing the first cancellation of the Boston Marathon in its more than 120-year history. London, Berlin, Chicago, and New York followed, canceling races that attract tens of thousands of runners and spectators, pumping millions of dollars into local economies. In Japan, where road racing generates some of the country's highest television ratings, just about all of this fall's marathons won't be run. Brett Larner writes the blog, Japanese Running News.
Out of Japan's 29 major marathons, those will be marathons with 5,000 or more finishers or strong elite fields. So out of those 29 marathons at that scale, 26 have canceled. So it's essentially wiped out the fall road racing season.
So what are races doing if they can't hold these big in-person events? You guessed it.
An app, a phone app, computer app that people can download.
Of course there's an app. That's Tom Grilk, CEO of the Boston Athletic Association, which starts its first ever virtual Boston Marathon tomorrow. More than 17,000 of the 30,000 runners who were supposed to run the real marathon back in April have signed up for this one. They'll run a 26.2-mile course of their own choosing, and if they're plugged into that app, it will sound like the real marathon would. Runners will upload their results when they finish, they'll receive medals in the mail, and there will be leaderboards with the fastest times. Dr. Amy Commander runs to raise money for breast cancer programs. She says this virtual marathon will be just as special as the 6 regular marathons she's run.
I am always running to honor my patients, and I'm truly inspired by my patients. And even though I'm not going to be, you know, running through Copley Square with the same degree of crowds and enthusiasm as I usually experience, I will still have that runner's high, and I know I will still be very proud of myself.
45,000 people have signed up for London's virtual marathon next month. Chicago and New York are also offering the virtual races, but not everyone is satisfied with the virtual option. William Hegg was supposed to run Boston and New York this year. He was able to defer his New York entry to 2021, but Boston didn't allow him to do that.
I feel like, in general, you know, a virtual marathon, it really doesn't cut it to give an equitable experience for the sacrifice and training and fundraising that a lot of these folks did, and really felt like there were other options.
Tom Grilk at the Boston Athletic Association isn't so sure that's true.
Deferring in this situation simply didn't work because the future is so uncertain. This wretched COVID-19 disease makes everything uncertain. So when will we or anyone else be able to conduct a mass participation race again?
And that brings us back to Japan, where this story started. Just today, one of that country's extremely popular ekidens, or relay road races, was canceled because of the pandemic. It was supposed to be run on December 20th. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.